Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Bring Something to the Table podcast. It's a podcast.
It is a podcast.
And, you know, I'm your host, John, and always What is going on tonight?
I don't know.
I think we might be cursed.
Maybe you are.
This is because we're doing a Halloween special right now?
You know what? It could be.
I don't know. Ashley, if we're going to do this Halloween special the right way, we got to get rid of this music. This is just, this isn't doing for me. If we're going to do a Halloween special,
What's going on?
Let's do it right.
Wait a minute. Stop.
There we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bring Something to the Table Halloween special, Spooktacular. I'm your host, John, and joining me is the ghoulish.
What?
You want to say hello, people? That's your spot.
Hello, people.
That was your cue to do your introduction.
I was scared. I didn't know what was going on.
I told you I had something planned.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, man. We getting spooky.
You're spooky.
Well, yeah, as you can tell, we're having some fun.
Yes.
We're telling some stories. It's Halloween time, boys and girls.
Why you gotta talk like that?
It's just my creepy Halloween voice.
It's creepy.
That's supposed to be creepy.
It's working. It's working.
So gather around the campfire as we get ready to kill you.
What?
I don't know.
Don't say that to the people.
Oh.
They're not gonna listen to us anymore.
They're gonna listen to us. They're gonna listen the whole time.
You're right.
Hey, how's it going?
First of all, happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween to you too.
Thank you.
Man,
yeah.
This is different.
It is. We've got some Halloween music playing.
Yep.
And we got a little candle over here.
Got the candle lit. We should have carved pumpkins.
We should have.
You know, and then we could have did to see whose pumpkin got more likes on Instagram.
Probably yours. I'm horrible at it.
Look, I'm not artistic.
But you know, you just said something that made me think of something.
What's up?
You said when we had the candle lit.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that reminded me of?
What did that remind you of?
The movie Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Oh.
Remember we had to light the...
What, the Virgin?
The Virgin and the flame. What is the heck?
I don't know the name of the... I know what you're talking about.
What? Oh my gosh. This is my favorite Halloween movie and I can't think of...
I think you're lying.
What you mean?
You should know everything if it's your favorite Halloween movie.
Oh, is it the black? It's the black flame candle.
There you
That's
go.
That's what it was.
What was the name of the sisters?
The what?
The sisters from Hocus Pocus.
The Sanderson sisters.
Okay, look.
Oh, okay.
I'm testing you. You said it was your favorite Halloween movie.
Oh.
That's all I was doing.
Have you
doing.
Seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of times.
Oh, it's classic.
Yeah. Oh, jumped out the... You said yabos. Do you remember that line?
Yes.
You want to touch your yabos? I love that as a kid.
Come on.
But it's definitely good. I like
it. Yeah, I heard they were going to remake it. I was so upset when I heard that.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean.
Because they remake everything.
Yeah, I know.
I really hope they don't. I'll be so disappointed.
Man, I think they can do a continuation. I wouldn't like start over.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe. If they did a remake, I would not be happy with that.
But that's what Hollywood does, man.
You can't remake that. That's a classic.
I mean, we will see, because it's scary story time.
What you mean, scary story time?
I mean,
I ain't ready for the scary stories yet.
I'm not really ready either. See, here's the thing. We're sitting in the dark right now.
We are.
Ashley took some notes, but honestly, I can't see them.
You ain't got to see them.
And so
I can bring it over close to the flame here.
Oh, she's going to burn the house down.
Let me see.
So basically, we're going to be talking about all things Halloween. Why we like it. What is it today? How is it different from back in our day? Just going to be a Halloween-filled episode, you know? It's a special. It's a Halloween special.
Yeah.
So, you know, this ain't a normal show for us. This is just... We're having fun.
We're reminiscing.
Exactly.
On one of our favorite holidays.
Oh man.
Gosh.
It's
I
so good.
I loved Halloween when I was young.
Oh, man. Yeah. How was Halloween for you when you were a kid?
You know, it's definitely not what it used to be.
What do you mean?
Wait. What?
Man, her ADD is getting more and more. you know.
I lost my train of thought again.
How was Halloween for you as a kid?
Okay. I guess I was trying to say Halloween now is not what it used to be. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, because as a kid, I pretty much grew up in the same house my whole life.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was the same neighborhood, going around trick-or-treating to all the neighbors' houses and all, you know, even like in the way back in the neighborhood. And gosh, there were kids everywhere. I feel like the streets were just like packed with kids. And it was like, as I was getting, I mean, people would get into it. I mean, even my family would get into it. Oh gosh, we had a neighbor around the corner that had a haunted house. Like they built a haunted house in their front yard.
Nice, I always loved those, yeah.
Yes, and we'd go in and yeah, they'd have all these weird, creepy stuff going on. It was just, I remember they had like this, I don't know, cardboard or something up, and you put your hand through the cardboard and you like touched what was ever in the bowl.
Feel what the yes. gross eyeballs
it,
or.
Yes, it was so disgusting. You know. I think it was like one of them was like spaghetti
yeah,
or something.
Usually, yeah.
It was disgusting.
It's old spaghetti. You peel grapes so they feel like eyeballs.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh. It was so nasty. And then we have like our family got notorious for having like the spooky house.
Okay.
My dad actually, I don't know where the hell he got it. He got stilts one year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he dressed up and he had the stilts on and he was walking around. I mean, he scared so many little kids that year. He scared our poor neighbor. I think traumatized him.
And he was actually good on the stilts.
Yes. I don't. Yeah. I was.
Was this like his first time using stilts or he was just like, this is what I do.
It didn't cross my mind, and you know what?
Nobody asked him.
I'm not going to ask any questions.
Nobody's like, oh, so how'd you learn how to stilt walk? Hey, surprise, surprise. Yep. Used to be a stilt walker.
And then we have this big tree in the front yard. My brother would climb up in the tree, and then when kids would walk by, he'd jump out and like scare him, scream at him and stuff.
Man.
Kids would go running down the street. Oh, gosh.
That ain't no joke, man. Y'all did it hardcore.
We did. The whole neighborhood got into it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then as we got older, I just feel like less and less kids went out to trick or treat.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, it's definitely a different time from when we were back there. I mean, you got your kids in your video games and, you know, they're like, oh, we're too cool to trick or treat now. We're just gonna.
Is that what it is?
I think some of them think they're too cool, but I think you do get those people that just love to do it and they're going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is just people are lazy. Kids are lazy now. They're not as into it. And I think they do look at it as it's just a little kid thing, which I guess we were younger back then.
I looked forward to it every year. Get a costume.
Yeah. What was your favorite childhood Halloween costume?
I don't really think I had a favorite. I just wanted to dress up.
Can you remember one that sticks out if you don't have a favorite?
The one that sticks out most is I was a kitty cat. I had like a little, you know, the ears and I had a tail. My mom painted little whiskers on my face and made my nose.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see you still doing that exact same thing.
I could, yeah.
Okay, well, I want to see it.
Yeah, how about you? How was your how was your Halloween when you were younger?
It was not as exciting as yours. I mean, it was still a good time. I mean, I lived in military housing, so most of the kids knew each other, and we would come out and, you know, go trick-or-treating, and we'd be running around the neighborhoods and stuff like that. Nobody had any crazy haunted houses. I think I was more of afraid when I was younger to do any of that stuff anyway. I mean, I love it now. I'm a different species, pretty much, when it comes to Halloween. But
that's right. You used to go big with your Halloween parties.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween's a pretty big deal for me. So.
Yeah. I was never invited to any, but that's okay.
Uh-huh. You're a liar, ma'am. I got the Facebook invites to go back and show you.
Well, you invited me. I wasn't in town. I was in college.
Okay, you come home from college.
I was 6 hours away.
I think I'm worth the six-hour drive. I'm just going to put that out there.
I mean, I have heard your Halloween parties are pretty much worth it.
No, they're pretty spectacular. Pretty amazing. But, no, as a kid, you know, it was everything. Just the whole dressing up, the going out, being able to stay out after dark in the streets. It's like, yo. That was unheard of.
Right.
And dressing up for me, I was Dracula 1 year. I was a pirate the next year. And then I was a clown the year after that. And so when the fourth Halloween came up, I don't know how old I was. My mom said, we ain't buying you no more new costumes. And I was like, all right. So I was a pirate, vampire, clown.
There you go.
I put all three costumes together. I had the clown wig on, had the vampire teeth with the blood, and I had the pirate outfit. I wish I could
find
those photos.
Do we have a picture?
I wish I could find them, man. I was all over the place. All
right, Ms. Young. We're going to have to look for them.
But I was a hot mess.
We got to put them in our...
I'm sure I did something wrong for her not to buy me a costume. I'm not going to say it was her fault. I'm sure it was either misbehaving or, you know, probably talking back. Like, well, you know, we're my costume lady.
I want to see that costume. We're going to have to see if she's got a picture somewhere. Put it up for the people to see.
Oh, man. We'll see. We'll see if we can find some Halloween photos and we'll put them on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to that kitty cat.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have that somewhere. My mom has it. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll be able to find that one.
Mom, I know you're listening. I know you're a fan of the show. You critique us very well.
Yes.
You give us some pointers when we need it.
Absolutely.
And I want to see that cat photo.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming. I'll show it.
Don't let us down.
But yes, the next time that you, after all this COVID stuff, and you get your Halloween parties back going, I expect an invite.
Are you going to actually show up?
Yeah.
Wow, the hesitation in that statement.
Of course I'm going to show up.
Look.
I'm not in college. I'm not 6 hours away anymore.
Okay. You weren't 6 hours away last year. I'm sure I invited you last year to it as well.
I don't think you did.
I think I invite you every year. You just don't look at it.
I don't remember you even doing it last year.
I did do it last year. Last year was the biggest one I've ever done because I took a year off before that.
Okay, maybe that was the year. I really don't remember you inviting me.
But I mean, we had promoters. We rented out an entire bar. We had costume contests. We had the DJs. My mom had her dessert company at the time. She baked Halloween desserts for everybody.
It was a
thing. It's a huge thing. Huge family friends thing. And then we decided to invite the public. We're like, this is such an awesome Halloween party. Let's get more people. So we opened it up to the public and invited like everybody in Jacksonville to come out.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So you missed out, chick.
I did miss out. I didn't get an invite, but.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. You weren't even thinking about me this time last year.
I'm trying to think what the heck
like,
was going
JY
on last
who?
Year.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Understandable.
I don't remember what was going on last year.
All right, well, apparently it don't matter because you weren't going to the party anyway.
You're right.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about some of our favorite Halloween movies. You kind of touched on the Hocus Pocus thing. Is there anything else that sticks out Halloween movie-wise to you besides Hocus Pocus?
Not really. That's just kind of like my classic go-to Halloween movie.
Okay.
Ever since I was little, it's like, oh gosh, I love that movie.
You just have to watch it.
I just have to watch it. I'm not one for like, you know, the gory, scary movies like that.
Oh,
You know, I like more fun, more suspenseful movies.
Yeah. I didn't think you were the more of a slasher type of person.
No, I don't like the slashing and
somebody
hacking.
Did ask me, they're like, you're so big into Halloween. Does Ashley like Halloween? Like, does she like the scary stuff? And the way I answered them was like, I think she likes Halloween, but I don't think she likes the part that I like the physically scaring people and, you know, the goriness. Like, I don't want to see somebody's head get ripped off every 3 seconds, but I enjoy a good horror movie. More of a thriller, I guess. But,
I'm definitely more for the suspense, but I do like a good scare. If you can scare me pretty good, it's fun.
Yeah, and then we can mark it on, oh, okay, we're going to, okay. I got you.
What was that?
What's happened? Ashley?
Stop!
What's going on?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are. Stop it, John.
I was trying to scare you.
You are scaring me.
I rigged my Alexa to go off with some scary noises throughout the show.
Uh-uh. Stop! I'm gonna have to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Nuh-uh.
You don't like that?
No, I don't. Stop.
I love it. I love
I'm gonna have to, like, sit in the corner now with my back against the wall.
Well, if you see me get wide-eyed, that's because something's coming out of my bedroom towards you. Hey, you wanted to be in the dark. You said, let's get in the Halloween mood, and now we're sitting in the black dark.
You're right. You're
at least
right.
It's still, we have a little bit of daylight outside.
We do
it's not completely.
A little daylight left.
But if we were recording this an hour from now,
just had a cold chill.
She just jumped. Y'all couldn't see it because this is a podcast. But she's all over the place.
Cold chill.
What
was the question?
We were just talking about Halloween movies and favorite ones.
Oh,
and
yeah. You know what I don't understand?
What don't you understand?
Is a lot of my friends, their go-to Halloween movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Your friends are idiots.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm not siding on this.
Wait, is that even what the movie's called? The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, that's Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't feel like it is a Halloween movie. I feel like it is a Christmas movie. And I think that's the confusion amongst people. I'm doing my research over here as we're talking.
Never watched it, so I don't know.
That's crazy that you've never seen it.
I don't know. It never looked interesting to me.
I mean, I can't say that I've seen it. I have seen it. I just don't remember it. I don't know. This doesn't stick out. I know I have friends that are obsessed with it.
Yeah, I always thought it was like more of a Christmas movie, but I guess there's like Halloween aspects to it. So
there's definitely Halloween aspects for, I mean, and people, it's a debate, like it's on the internet. I am looking at it right now. People arguing back and forth about whether the Nightmare Before Christmas movie is a Halloween or Christmas movie.
Maybe it's both.
I mean,
I don't know. I can't really say. I've never seen it. So
yeah. So apparently it says this one person's argument. This is shout out to John P.
Is this you?
No, this is not me. He's like, there's no debate. The theme is a Halloween movie's taking over Christmas. The story takes place between November 1st and December 25th.
So it's both?
But it says also the majority of the movie takes place in Halloween Town because it's an actual town. And then the majority of the cast are Halloween characters. So you have to decide. Once again, it is a debate, you know. But there's Santa in there. There's a Santa. There's a Rudolph-like character. I don't know. The internet, I don't know. They're all over the place. And now I'm getting political ads popping up.
Yeah, we're not doing politics anymore.
I can't Google anything without something political popping up. Nightmare Before Christmas, vote Biden. Like, wait a minute. Oh.
I'm trying to talk Halloween. We already did our politics. We already did
our
politics.
Yeah, that stuff was scary enough. Done. I'm over it. But yeah, I don't know. I can go either way, I guess. I really don't care. I'm sorry for calling your friends stupid. They're not stupid.
Yeah, they're probably going to call me and be like, listen, you got to school John in this.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get it. It can be a Christmas movie. It can be whatever you want. I still watch Die Hard every Christmas because I think it's a fantastic Christmas movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll save it for the Christmas special.
All right. That's going to be for our Christmas special.
Like I said, another thing I like about Halloween is scaring people.
Yeah, we know you're good at that.
Yeah. I've been doing haunted houses for years now.
Yeah, I remember.
The Adventure Landing days.
Yeah, when we worked together. Yeah.
Did you ever act in any of the haunted houses when we did it?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to.
You just stayed away from all the weirdos.
Yeah, I went through it, I think.
Okay.
And I remember you and Matt. Matt was a clown one time, wasn't he?
Matt is still a clown.
Matt, oh my gosh.
He still does his clown character called Al Stabia.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. First name Al, last name Stabia. Nice to meet you.
Shout out to our friend Matt, who's on the Unsuited podcast.
Yeah, what up, homie? And he has a knife called Stabitha.
Nuh-uh.
So he'll be like, yeah, me and Stabitha's going out on the town tonight. Gonna do a little killing, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was his counterpart at the time. Obviously, I don't do it anymore. He still does the acting stuff at Haunt Nights over at Adventure Landing. But my character was Rotten Candy.
And, Rotten Candy.
So I had a purple wig. I had a purple wig on because it kind of reminded me of cotton candy. And he was I'll stab you, I was rotten candy. But the whole backstory to my character was I was a clown, but not by choice. I was born as a clown. And I was so angry because people put me in the same category as clowns. So I hated clowns. So I was just really angry a lot. Like I went out seeking other clowns to punish them. And on my way, I was like murdering and killing people. It was great.
Wow.
That was my backstory.
Wow.
I was an anti-clown clown. I think the back of my shirt says I hate clowns. So
we've got to have a picture of that somewhere.
I do. I think I got some rotten candy and I'll stab you original photos. We have definitely, he's evolved over the years.
Yeah.
And I'll try to find it.
You're going to have to, because I'm pretty sure that people want to see this.
I don't even know. But I have starting to recreate rotten candy.
Oh, is that the picture that you sent me?
I did send you a creepy clown face, I think.
Yeah, nope. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
That was way too scary.
And it's like a 2-year waiting list for this artist to make this mask.
Wow.
I got the jacket that I would wear. It looks like a ring, like a ringleader. What do you call him? Not a ringleader. What do you call the guy in like the circus?
Oh.
The main guy with the red coat on.
Is it the ringleader?
Is it a ringleader?
It might be the ringleader.
Maybe it's a ringleader. It just sounds weird coming out of my mouth. But I got a purple version of that coat. And so, because Rotten Candy's colors are purple, so I'll do that with the black pants, purple jacket. And I think I'm going to do dreads for the purple hair instead of the traditional clown hair.
So we will get to see you with purple hair.
One day. Maybe a year from now. Depends on if I bring the character back. But I thought it would be fun just to bring it back at least one time. I've been like 15 years since I did the character.
It's been a while since we've...
So I've hinted at bringing back Rotten Candy. Obviously, Al Stabia is back. He has a Facebook page. You can go follow him.
Oh, my God. We're going to
and,
we're gonna have to link that, too.
It's pretty intense. He's all over the place. So
what's his backstory? I don't remember. I just remember he looked creepy as hell.
I think he kind of mutated over the years. So Al Stabia was the clown at Haunt Nights at Adventureland.
Yeah, I remember. He looked creepy
so
as hell.
That clown at Adventure Landing was played by Matt, mm-hmm. obviously. So basically the backstory now is somebody killed Matt as that character and took his face and put it on their face, and now they're the new Al Stabia.
Wow.
So it's kind of a weird meta thing where it's like now when you look at the Al Stabia character, it literally looks like somebody sliced somebody's skin off their face and he put it over his face. So you can still see his features and...
Oh, that's freaky.
So it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's like he's wearing the clown face now.
That's freaky.
And so... And I know people think we're weird because we come up with these backstories, but it's like when we're in that zone of scaring people...
It's like when you get in character.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're not crazy. We're not really going to kill anybody. But we're just having fun. We're just having fun, and this is our story. And I'm going to pull up a photo.
Yeah, I remember you guys really got into it at Adventure Landing when we worked there. Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, we got...
Yeah, I got scared quite a few.
We got a problem. Here's the flyer. You can see the poster this year.
So, is that Matt?
That is Matt. And yeah, we'll definitely have to link it up. We'll put it on Instagram so you guys can see.
Wait, when is Haunt Nights?
You want to go?
I was thinking we need to. Oh,
okay. Okay. This is what we'll do right now. We're at 26 minutes. We're going to stop the podcast right here and we're going to go to Haunt Nights.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll finish this podcast.
Okay.
That's a great... You think that's a good idea?
Okay. We need tickets.
Okay. Okay. We're going to go to Haunt Nights, everybody. This is completely random, but when we'll be back. So to you, it'll be instantly. But to us, it'll be a couple hours. But so, yeah, we'll be right back.
2 hours later.
And we're back.
We are back. Wow. Oh, my gosh. That was...
That was quite the adventure.
That was...
I think a lot's happened.
It was random, but hey.
Yeah. Hey, guys. We back.
We back.
We made it.
Yeah, we really did go.
Yeah. No. We're not making this up. It is a couple hours later. Didn't take days. I said it might take days earlier, but because I didn't know when we were gonna re-record the end of this.
Yeah.
But we made it to Haunt Nights.
We did.
You know, we saw Al stab you.
Yep, I saw Al stab you.
You know, we had a little dance thing. I don't know what I was doing. Right? I was like,
yep, had a little adventure landing reunion with some old coworkers. Yeah. That was nice.
Yep, Don and Tony were there, and it was weird. I'm not gonna lie.
What, with them?
No.
Oh, just, I was about to say. Like, these are our friends. What are you talking about?
No. I'm not calling them weird. Just being back in that environment.
Oh, yeah.
In that building.
It was very surreal.
I think the smell is like, I was like, why does it smell the same?
I'm pretty sure I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, pointed it out. I was like, you're right. It does smell. And
yeah, the smell was the same. It was
weird.
I mean, where the games were kind of like in different areas, but
yeah, they had a few of the same old games.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff, new stuff, but they kept a lot of the same old stuff. So wow. So okay,
well, I guess for people who don't know what Adventure Landing is, it's like a small amusement park.
Yeah,
where we live.
I think it's categorized as a family fun center.
There we go. Well, so, you would know. He was a manager there.
We're not quite an amusement park, but we are. Well, yeah. We do deliver fun. You know?
Right. Yeah, not quite. Not to that grand of a scale, I guess. But there's a water park. I worked laser tag. I ended up doing a bunch of other stuff around.
And I was a manager, and she wouldn't leave me alone.
What's she
and
talking?
She just followed me around all day, like, oh, Jiwa, I need this, Jiwa.
What do you mean?
Am I remembering that different?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I did bother you quite a bit, but
it's fine. I probably deserved it.
Probably.
But so we went back to our old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of Haunt Nights?
I've only been to a couple haunted houses before.
Okay.
So I find them kind of awkward.
Yes.
But I mean, I guess it was okay.
Okay. Ashley's a very awkward person herself.
What you mean?
No, but I get what you mean because looking at some of those actors, like, I couldn't help but to laugh at some of the stuff they were saying.
Oh my gosh, like, they were so hilarious. They were so quick-witted. I got lost quite a few times.
Yes, you did.
They made me go first. I easily get spooked.
And that's why you're first.
Right. But yeah, there were some strobe lights going on. And
she's getting dizzy.
Yeah, I went into a closet at one point.
I was like, get out of my closet.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that girl was like, get out of my closet. I was like, wait a minute. You're in her closet?
No, Tony's like pushing me forward. And I'm like, wait, I can't go anywhere.
Oh man.
It was something else. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it is kind of awkward just because, I don't know, people are kind of like really in my space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, especially like right now, especially with COVID and stuff. I mean, everybody had a mask on or whatever. I mean,
everybody was wearing masks. The staff,
it was, you know,
we're trying to be as safe as we can.
Exactly. You know, and there, it really was a slow night. So there wasn't that too many people there, but I'm also pretty claustrophobic. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. So especially when we had to walk through that one tunnel that had like those blow up walls.
Yep.
Or something.
And they were pushing on you.
Yeah.
Wow. The more you know.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Well, what did you think? Well, because you used to work.
Yeah. So like I was saying, it was funny for me. I think they're doing the best they can. I mean, it is a weird time. And obviously, I was critiquing them way too much. Like, in my mind, I was like, all right, you jumped out too quick. The screaming needs to go. Yelling's not scary. The whole yelling, that's not scary. You know, there's certain levels of scares. You got your mental scares. You got your jump scares. You know, there's certain things you can do. And it was just like they were kind of all over the place.
Gotcha.
But they tried. I mean, I think they were okay. I think some of them need some coaching. There were some veteran. The thing is, they have some veteran scare people. Those guys that were walking around in the scare zone, they're just taking pictures with people.
Mm-hmm.
Those were like the top scarers back in the day. And now they're still doing it, but they're not scaring in the house anymore.
Mm.
So now you have all these rookie people in the house is scaring, and it's just like, yeah, they're not as scary. One dude's walking outside with a $600 mask on, prosthetic, you know, and I get you want people to see it, but it's like, yo, that would be real scary inside of that haunted house.
Yeah.
If that dude came around the corner and I'm like, yo, that looks too real, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if there was actually a person or if it was like just a prop, but did you see that one thing in the corner that was like sitting down all like shriveled in on itself?
The fact that you saw that, and I think I paid attention to it too.
That was scary. Because, I think that was the scariest thing.
And that's funny because it is just a prop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's literally just like a person curled up, kind of like sitting in a corner. But it's great. It's a great corner prop.
That was the scariest part of that. except our good friend, Matt.
I'll stab you.
He freaked me. I was not expecting him to jump out like that.
Yeah, man.
Right away.
And he recreated that room because we did that room so many years ago. So he was bringing back the first room of the haunted house that me and him did together, which is a lot different now, obviously. But it was nice to see it and to see what he was doing. And we appreciate him. He didn't really get us in. He was supposed to get us in, but somebody else got us in. But he tried.
Yeah.
So we do appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But speaking of scary, because, you know, haunted houses aren't that scary to me. They're just, I mean, they're kind of like a jump out at you sometimes quick scare.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had any really scary, like, Not necessarily Halloween like type stories, but just like spooky kind of paranormal sort of.
Yes.
Have you?
I worked at a family fun center. we worked at Adventure Landing for many years, and next door to us was a homestead. And Homestead is very famous for being haunted, and there's a lot of stories surrounding it. There's documentaries and TV shows. You can look all this stuff up if you want to learn more about Homestead. But since we were so close to Homestead, like, I mean, sometimes weird things would happen, and I didn't know how to explain them.
Okay, now that you said that, that kind of reminds me. Didn't people say something? There was always something that went on in laser tag because of Homestead.
And that was a lot of people used to say. They used to see things in laser tag and hear things. I mean, some people's like, yes, it's an old building. It makes noises. But we used to get some kids that would come out of there like pale white in the face. Like there's something standing in the corner. There's a guy up there. Like we used to get the craziest stories where these kids would just come out crying. Like, and I'm just like, I haven't really seen anything in laser tag. We would hear things because I have to go and there's where the breakers are at the end of the night. We have to turn them off. And I'll be like, what's that? What's that? You know, I'm like looking around.
I remember walking, the maze by myself sometimes.
We used to go ghost hunting all the time in there. Turn off all the lights, have a camcorder, and just walk around and see if we can see anything.
I feel like we did that.
Yeah, all the time. We were nuts. We had a Ouija board at one point.
I don't remember that.
Well, you probably weren't a part of that crew. But we were there late.
I don't mess with Ouija boards.
Yeah,
okay.
Neither do I anymore. But I have so many stories. But I will tell one that I feel like it's probably the weirdest one that happened to me.
Okay.
I was very young JY. It's pre-JY days. It was just John was working, and I had to sweep up the parking lot by myself. As the new guy, they tend to send you to do the crap work that nobody else wants to do.
I remember.
So, yeah, basically, I'm in the parking lot sweeping, and you know how big that parking lot is, but it's
huge... Well, which one? Because there's quite a few. Well, there's not quite a few, but
there's... The farthest one towards the entrance. That big lot, it's kind of a dirt lot, but it's kind of more wooded over there.
Okay, so towards the front.
Yeah, towards the front. Okay. But when you're out there by yourself, there's like nobody else out there. So I'm sweeping this parking lot. I got my broom, my dustpan, and I hear something behind me. And I kind of turn around. And I don't see anything. But then all of a sudden, I heard something sound like it was running towards me. Mm. Like it was like it was so clear. And I turned around super quick, and it was just like a gust of wind.
Ooh, that's
and then
freaky.
I was like, track one, is there anybody else in the parking lot? And they're like, no, we're still at the go-kart track. And I was like, all right, I'm on my way back. And I just went back to the go-kart track.
Oh, I'm out of here.
I was like, maybe it was like a squirrel or something that was running towards me and got startled and ran another way. But I don't know. I tried to make
that squirrel was probably moving pretty fast.
I try to make excuses.
Kick the wind up like that.
This was like maybe 10:30, 11 at night. And
listen, I didn't like that back parking lot. The one that they used to make us park in.
Mm-hmm.
All the employees in that gravel area.
Oh, dude.
That was kind of spooky.
All right, Mom. Mom. This is Mama Shrugs. I need you to calm down. It's not your fault. I forgot to mute the computer again.
That's all right. I'll say it again.
Good.
But yeah, that parking lot was kind of spooky to me. And I don't know why. It just...
You know what it was?
What?
There were homeless people living back there.
Oh my gosh, I forgot
Do
about
you remember that.
That
whole episode?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, we found out that there was a village of homeless people living back there.
Yeah, because I used to feel like someone was watching me.
Yeah, they were probably... Yeah. yeah. Like, because they had to get the cops to go back there. They had to clean them all out. And we went walking back there, and we saw, like, tents everywhere and, like, kids' toys. And it was weird. It was just a really weird spot. And
I had totally forgotten.
Then there was a
that.
Fire back there. That's how we found them, because it was a fire.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's like, all coming back to me.
All the stuff you black out.
Right? Exactly.
So that was my one experience that happened in that parking lot, and the rest of weird things that happened to me were really at the go-kart track.
Really?
Believe it or not, the closest to Homestead. I used to think I would see a person walking on the backside of the go-kart track or somebody going underneath the bridge at that final turn.
Because
I'm just like, oh, because sometimes like, oh, it's just another track guy working out there. But sometimes you'd be working by yourself,
mm-hmm.
like a single person working the go-kart track. And sometimes I would think I would see people walking underneath the bridge, but never come out on the other side. And so I'm just like,
that's
freaky. Maybe it was just a car passing by really quickly. Yeah, you know, you just say stuff like that.
Like a shadow or something.
But that's kind of my spooky stories. You got anything that ever crazy happened to you? Not necessarily at Adventure Landing, but.
Not at Adventure Landing. I mean, just those weird, creepy feelings sometimes. I mean, you would. Being in laser tag, especially when it was just like me and like one other person or something, and towards the end of the night when there's like no one in there and you hear like this really loud noise coming from like the maze area, that was kind of spooky.
Mm.
But yeah, never really had like where I thought I saw anything. There was that one corner in the maze that was up the ramp, like in the corner over there. Yeah, that corner, I didn't like that corner so much.
A lot of activity in that corner. I don't know what about. That's where kids used to see a guy standing in that corner.
Yeah, that was just like something energetically. I don't know. It's just, I didn't like that corner. But yeah, and then the parking lot. But then I had totally forgotten about the homeless people. So that explains that.
Yeah, and the homeless people got really close one night and actually broke into the park to steal some clothes out of our gift shop.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't take any money or anything. They just got into this gift shop and stole like swimsuits and t-shirts and stuff.
Mm.
So I was just like, there's a homeless dude out there with a whole Adventure Landing outfit on.
There you go. Represent. But, yeah.
And the crazy thing was, because we saw him on security camera,
mm-hmm.
like the person locked up. I don't remember who it was, but the person locked up, and it could have been me and somebody else, but literally walked past the homeless person laying down in the bushes.
Oh, that's freaky.
Because as soon as we walked past them, got in our car, they like poked their head up and you can see their head. And then they like broke into the park jumping over the fence.
Well, that's freaky.
Yeah. So like literally if we would have like turned and looked to the left, we would have just saw a dude staring up at us.
That's
and who
freaky.
Knows what would have happened, you know? Because like would he just panic and run away or would he just try to attack us because we saw him hiding there?
That's freaky.
So.
Oh, that's scary.
You wanted spooky.
I did. Yeah.
And that's what you get.
Yeah. I didn't really have any like encounters or anything at Adventure Landing. I mean, I had this one experience when I was really, really little.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it, like, I was so young that I'm surprised I even remember it.
Okay.
But both me and my brother have like the same memory. And we, well, okay, so let me rewind and go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me set the scene.
Set it, please, please.
We used to live in this house that me and my brother both called the Spooky House.
Okay.
And we didn't really, we never talked to each other about it or to my mom when we were younger, because she, when we told her this before, she said, I don't, you guys never said anything. She just told us that my brother would often come into the room, into their room at night crying and would not want to go back into the room. And it was like, I want to say it was like a 2-bedroom small house. Me and my brother shared a room. This was when I was really, really little. Like, I still was in a crib.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously, I wasn't, like, you know, a newborn baby. But, you know, I still slept in the crib. You know, I was, hell, I don't know how old I was. But, so, yeah. So, my brother would always leave the room.
Yeah.
And leave me in there at night. And I don't know if you're one of those people that really believes in spirits or anything. But definitely saw some things in that room, and he would leave and I would see like these faces, these like snakes and stuff.
Well, that's a little disturbing.
It is, isn't it? And the more I thought about it as I got older, I was like, well, is this just this something me and my brother used to, you know, make up, you know, because I was so young. Do I really, is this,
yeah,
did I even really see
this? Could have been your imagination.
Exactly. Or? You know, is it just, you know, two kids, you know, playing off each other's fears of the dark or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I just, you know, I just remember that it was a spooky house. Me and my brother called it a spooky house. And my brother would leave me in the middle of the night and go sleep with my parents because for some reason he did not want to.
Just left you alone like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, in my little crib.
Yo, big bro. Big bro, what you doing?
Yeah.
And, at least take her with you.
Right? Nah, he said bye.
We out.
But yeah, so, I mean, is it real? I don't know. My brother swears that he would see faces too and, you know, but.
Man, that's crazy.
Isn't it freaky?
Yeah, I used to hear something drag sliding down the hallway when I was a kid.
Now that's freaky.
Yeah, it was a house in Tennessee. We had a huge house in Tennessee. For some reason, military housing was like ridiculous back then. We had an upstairs, downstairs. There's like 3 or 4 different bedrooms. I had my own room. But when inside of my room, you go into like my closet, and through the closet was like a playroom to open up into an even bigger room than my actual room.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
Yeah, it was crazy. We just kept all our toys and stuff in there. You know, we had ABCs all around the wall. Like, my sister would try to teach us how to read and stuff. But so every time I would go to bed, I would be sleeping, and I would wake up, and then I would hear something that sounded like something was like dragging their feet down the hallway. You know, like somebody just wasn't walking the correct way, just like a thump, and then you can hear like the sliding, like that. And dude, I used to get up in my, I used to just start crying. I would go to my parents' bedroom. I try to sleep in. They tell me I can't sleep in their bed anymore. So what I would do is I would put one leg and one arm on the bed, like I was laying in there with them, but I wasn't. Like I was always trying to cheat the system. And then I would get up and look in the hallway because it would leave the hallway light on for me because I was always afraid of the hallway being so dark.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just see nothing in the hallway sometimes. And then I would, and then I thought my teddy bear poster would, his eyes would start glowing red.
Oh.
It was weird. I tried to search for that poster today just because I was like, it'd be really interesting to get that poster that terrified me as a kid.
And, oh, I ain't coming over if you have it up somewhere.
And it was just a poster of a teddy bear with sunglasses, and it might have said "too cool" or something, or something
ain't doing
on it.
It.
But I used to think the eyes would glow red, and it was to freak me out.
Well, you know, they say kids are more in tune with like the spirit world,
well,
and whatnot.
That was not a happy teddy bear. It's just not.
I mean, I didn't say they were. It was good entities, you know, if you're into all that stuff, but.
I don't know, man. I'm into the paranormal stuff. I will love to take you ghost hunting sometime.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Maybe like stay in a haunted place overnight.
Oh no. Mm-mm. I ain't doing it.
Actually, we're content creators now. We got to create.
Nah, I ain't doing it. I don't mess with spirits.
And we're not messing with them. The location this happens to be haunted that we're sleeping in.
Can I bring my sage?
Yeah, of course you can. But
sage the room, put some salt down
on
the circle.
No, I'm into all that paranormal stuff. Like, I mean, I watched that show Paranormal State I was telling you about weeks ago. It's like, yo, this is like, you know, this is a pretty good show. But yeah, I've always been into the, all that stuff. So. Mm. So yeah, we'll have to have some ghost adventures. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to have like my bag of sage and, you know, Palo Santo and.
Well, whatever you need to do, we'll start off small. We'll just hit up St. Augustine and do some of their ghost tours, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah. Oh, fun side note. Apparently, I follow something popped up on one of my Instagram today, and I have to go back and see who it was from. But it was a photographer that was going around to different places around where we live. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's like this haunted house out in the woods somewhere up by Fort George or something?
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But anyway, it's just randomly somewhere and I've never heard of it. But apparently there's like all these like haunting stories about it and extraterrestrial activity that supposedly people have. Yeah. Have stories about, so maybe we'll have to try and find that.
Oh, so we going now?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go for one day. We ain't spending a night.
No, we ain't spending the night.
Okay, we'll work up to that.
Maybe sleeping in the woods or something.
We'll work up to that. But yeah, no, I'm into it, man.
All right. Well, you know, that's gonna have to be a whole new segment. We can talk about that for a long time.
Yeah, we could. A whole paranormal activity episode.
Yeah,
definitely. I can see that happening. So, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and wrap up this spooky episode.
It was, I'm a little scared. I'm going to be awake for a while tonight.
Okay. Well, just send me a message. Let me know that you're okay.
You know, burn my sage.
And, yeah. Yeah. Come on back through, you know, right. Hit me up. But, guys, thank you for listening.
Yes. Hope you have a wonderful Halloween.
Oh man. Yes. This was good.
It was really good. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Yeah.
And Ashley's starting a brand new segment called Ashley's Fun Fact because she's been hitting these fun facts lately.
Oh, you know what I am.
And,
that's right.
So she'll have another fun fact next time.
All right, there we go.
So, and we're out.
All right, bye guys.
Happy Halloween.